Well, your guys are having some fun with it, but is Nick Ehlers your new secret weapon on the penalty kill?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, it's just the way the rotation went, the time they were coming off the ice, that get out there and got a good stick on it. But I'll tell you what, that shot that he blocked in the third, that's big time. That left a mark. So good for him. I thought that line had a real kind of bounce back game from their game in Minnesota. Pretty good.
How about Andrew Copp's return tonight?
Changes so many things for us. Obviously, the penalty kill is much improved with him there. The line of Lowry, Copp, and Perreault changed the way we look. It also changed on where lines come off the bench so that Blake Wheeler's playing against a different set of players and different set of D. So he's got a huge impact in terms of what we look like.
A couple of guys took some shots, maybe some friendly fire too. Mark, everybody okay, or some testing need to happen yet?
Yeah, no, I think we're all right there. Like, usually if somebody gets one on the bench, if it's bad, they got to leave. But they all got through it. Nothing yet.
You wanted some more zone time? Seems you got it.
Well, a bit. Like, it was a good start. The first goal is a perfect example of what we needed to do, right? We worked the puck a little bit harder on the outside and make sure we got net traffic. So I would say a starting point. I still think we gave back a lot of zone time coming through the neutral zone, and as I said before, I never tell them I want the puck dumped. But sometimes the other team does a real good job, and that's your best, smartest play. I think we left a lot of zone time in some neutral zone decisions, but it was a good start.
Sometimes, Paul, when we do these, we ask you about an offside challenge that happened. Maybe it's the ones that don't happen that are often the smart ones, because I know to some of us in the box in real time it looked like their second goal might have been offside.
Yeah, so
I saw Adam Lowry waving it off on the bench.
Right.
But you don't challenge.
The minute that happens, you know, Matt Prefontaine's on it. So by the time that puck goes in the net, he's got it queued up. For me, I'm not challenging that. Even if it was indecipherable, like if I wasn't sure. I'm not challenging a one-goal game like that. And then, may the truth be... careful with the truth, Paul. I was sure that was goalie interference last night. So some of my confidence is slightly shaken into which way this is going to go. I'm sorry?
What did you see from Miku?
You know what? He skated well. He closed gaps, made a couple of passes, threw one backhand sauce up the middle of the ice to them. But... I liked his game tonight. I thought there's potential for puck movement there. I thought he was willing to go back and get it. And there was no red flags where you're going, what is he doing in his own end? You know, he's kind of came back. And my concern for Sammy was he's been off a month and then he missed all of camp. So, but then he gets that month off and you're throwing him in, you know, a pretty quick NHL game that he'd struggle. So I said he went in there and held water and did a good job. So I will give him better marks than necessarily his play, just because I think I think it's difficult. That was a tough injury he had, and he's played a couple games, got a couple practices. So I was pretty pleased with it.
The tendency is to try to do too much, right? The tendency in that situation is to try to come back and do
for things. All players, like the play at the offensive line where he tried to shuck that guy, and that one just needs to go back down simple. But there's going to come a point in time where he's going to have all the green light in the world to try to make that play, because I know he's capable of it. Other than that, you know, I thought he was pretty good.